Conference Story Index. The following list of selected experiences related during General Conference can be used in personal study, family home evening, and other teaching. The number refers to the first page of the talk. Neil L. Anderson, page 119. Then Elder Thomas S. Monson tells Neil L. Anderson that the Lord opens doors and performs miracles. The faith of a couple in Thailand stays strong after the husband is paralyzed. After meeting in the Ivory Coast, two Latter-day Saint couples build the kingdom of God there. Wilford W. Anderson, page 54. A Native American man tells the doctor that he can teach the doctor to dance, but that he must hear the music. David A. Bednar, page 46. As a small boy, David A. Bednar fears he is going to prison after breaking a store window. Linda K. Burton, page 29. A father tells his children they will be safe if they stay inside a sitting fence around their yard. The Lord guides a sister in creating with her husband a home where the Spirit is welcome. Gerald Casse, page 98. After living 22 years in the Paris area, the Casse family realizes they have never visited the Eiffel Tower. Three African men walk more than 300 miles, 408 kilometers, to attend a district conference, pay tithing, and obtain copies of the Book of Mormon. D. Todd Christofferson, page 50. D. Todd Christofferson encourages and prays for a woman who feels inadequate as a mother. L. Whitney Clayton, page 36. A 7-year-old girl who survives a plane crash stumbles toward a light in the distance until she reaches safety. Quentin L. Cook, page 62. The uncle of Quentin L. Cook is killed in action during World War II. A Samoan church member desiring to pray about his illness sees a doctor to find out what's wrong. Cheryl A. Esplin, page 8. Cheryl A. Esplin attends a meeting where sisters learn that truth and the Holy Ghost give their homes and families power to withstand evil. The sister of Cheryl A. Esplin's great-grandfather receives a powerful impression about sharing her testimony. Henry B. Eyring, page 17. The Holy Ghost brings comfort and strength to the grieving parents of a little boy who died in an accident. Page 22. Henry B. Eyring feels blessed that his fast offering may help saints in Vanuatu devastated by a tropical storm. A sister expresses gratitude for fast offerings that sustained her and other church members during a civil war in Sierra Leone. Page 84. While 13-year-old Henry B. Eyring is collecting fast offerings, a man tells him to go away. Henry B. Eyring is inspired to bless an injured child to live. The Holy Ghost inspires a dying man to serve in his calling and allows him to feel his bishop's heavy load. Larry M. Gibson, page 77. The father of Larry M. Gibson gives him a silver dollar to remind him of his eternal destiny. Larry M. Gibson walks 50 miles, 80 kilometers, in 19 hours with his sons. Jeffrey R. Holland, page 104. A young man saves his older brother from falling from a canyon wall by grabbing his wrists and pulling him to safety. Thomas S. Monson, page 88. As a deacon, Thomas S. Monson feels blessed when he takes the sacrament to an ill man. Thomas S. Monson develops a love for the Book of Mormon after visiting the gravesite of Martin Harris. While in the Navy, Thomas S. Monson gives a priesthood blessing to a friend who is healed. Page 91. After praying in the temple about returning to his mission, a young man receives assurance from a returned missionary who served in the same mission. Brent H. Nielsen, page 101. Brent H. Nielsen and members of his family patiently love a less active family member back into the church. Bonnie L. Oscarson, page 14. A young woman in Italy in 1850 stands up to a mob. Bonnie L. Oscarson's daughter defends motherhood at her children's school. Boyd K. Packer, page 26. Boyd K. Packer waits outside the college classroom of his future wife, Donna Smith, for her to give him a cookie and a kiss. Kevin W. Pearson, page 114. President Heber J. Grant prays that he can stay faithful to the end. Kevin W. Pearson leaves his employment to accept a call as a mission president. Raphael E. Pino, page 117. Raphael E. Pino's children learn to appreciate perspective from a television show and a jigsaw puzzle. A boy asks Michelangelo how he knew the figure of David was in a block of marble. Dale G. Renland, page 56. A mother in South Africa teaches her daughter tolerance. A missionary receives an impression that helps him be patient with his companion. Michael T. Ringwood, page 59. Michael T. Ringwood learns on his mission and in seminary that the service that counts most is usually recognized only by God. Joseph W. Satati, page 126. Joseph W. Satati lifts himself from humble circumstances by obtaining a good education. Ulysses Suarez, page 70. A deacon warns his classmates about pornography. Ulysses Suarez learns on his mission that evil cannot thwart the power of a disciple's testimony. Carol M. Stevens, page 11. Carol M. Stevens visits with a Native American sister in Arizona, USA, who considers herself a grandmother to everyone. Dieter F. Uchtdorf, page 80. A governor in Russia assembles peasants and shop facades to impress visiting ambassadors. Stake leaders set goals that focus on their ministry. Rosemary M. Wixom, page 93. A less active sister rekindles her faith after studying the gospel, reading the Book of Mormon, and receiving support from family and ward members. Jorge F. Zaballos, page 123. The father of 12-year-old Jorge F. Zaballos allows him to join the church. A faithful couple accepts Heavenly Father's will when their baby dies. End of the section, Conference Story Index, read by Van Farnworth.